Cobras and Pit Bulls. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is a chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
In your first book, How He Gets Into Her Head, I'm going to read a quote from it, and then I'm wondering whether you want to amplify a bit more. Here's the quote. Some skilled offenders act out their controls in different ways. Some operate a system of intense monitoring. Others leave the target woman free until they have a need. But both types are violent if their demands are resisted. Both types can be lethal if their demands are regularly refused.
I probably should have clarified that statement a little more. It was based on research done by a guy called John Gottman in the States, who identified these men as vagal reactors. He said there was a proportion of these guys who didn't behave like a normal person would when we were enraged or angry or actually in any way frustrated. He said all of us, that's normal people like you and me, our blood pressure and our heartbeat begins to rise. But he encountered about 10% of the men that he met whose actual, all the readings on their body counts actually began to fall. And they became more cool and more in control and more in command. And these were the people who were most lethal, he discovered subsequently, in terms of how they reacted. So the guy who gets frustrated and starts to shout and roar, he's manageable in the sense that you can see what's going on for him. But the guys whose all their body temperature begins to lower are very, very sinister, in that you can't read them in such a way. And he had a few examples of really high-class sports people who had the same facility. He called them vagal reactors, but their bodies began to cool down when they were under pressure.
Okay, so that word vagal, I'm inferring that it's V-A-G-A-L, referring to the vagal nerve.
Yes.
And, you know, people who are digging into trauma and recovery, and they might have heard of the vagal nerve. And as I recall, Gottman gave those two types of men kind of little labels, cobras and pit bulls.
Yes, that's right. He did indeed. See, you have a great memory. I don't know when you read Gottman. It's about 30 years since I read him.
Yeah, some things stick in my brain a lot, doesn't it?
So the cobra was the vagal reactor who just lashed out when they needed to lash out. And the pit bull never let it up. He just grabbed on and kept pounding away at it and kept abusing and kept managing and never let go.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.